Welcome back to another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Great radio stations out there like Wheatland, Wyoming's KYCN 1340 AM. That is Kickin' Country. You know, Ron Jeffries and his team up at the Black Hills Stock Show are preparing for another phenomenal event coming up January 31st through February 8th. He's got a great team put together, and they're going to do some great things like the new Bullfighters Only on February 1st and the Ian Munsick concert with featured guest Colby Acuff. That's coming up February 7th. And, of course, you've got the Ranch Rodeo, the art show, the rodeo, yeah, all kinds of things. And if you want to find out how to get tickets and more on the event calendar, it's blackhillstockshow.com. For the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Let's talk about it being January and cold. Most haven't started calving yet. Nobody's in the field yet. So it might be a good time to settle in with some solid information about agriculture and good sound advice. You know what you need to be checking out? Tri-State Livestock News. During these cold months, you can read through Tri-State Livestock News. They are tailored to the cattlemen. They'll help you connecting buyers, sellers around the clock. They'll provide the latest news and updates in the industry. So that's really where you need to be spending your time, like I said, during these cold winter months. It's TSLN.com, what ranchers read.
All right, I got a quick story in here. Came in okay. A while back from Ron D. Warwick, who had sent this in to The Good Stuff.
Okay.
And with all the new technology regarding fertility these days, recently, a 65-year-old friend of mine was able to give birth. When she was discharged from the hospital and went home, well, of course, I wanted to go visit. May I see the new baby? I asked. Not yet, she said. I'll make coffee. We can visit for a while first. 30 minutes had passed, and I asked, may I see the baby now, please? No, not yet, she said. After another few minutes had elapsed, I asked again, may I see the baby now? No, not yet, replied my friend. Growing impatient, I asked, well, when can I see the baby? When he cries, she told me. When he cries, I demanded, why do I have to wait until he cries? Because I forgot where I put him, okay? Thanks to Ron D. Warwick for sending that into The Good Stuff.
Oh, no. Okay, lessons I have learned. I've learned that sometimes it's hard to determine where to draw the line between being nice and not hurting people's feelings and standing up for what you believe. That can be hard. I've learned that you shouldn't be so eager to find out a secret. It might change your life forever.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a pondering thought. I've learned that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. Kind of a painful lesson, but true. But
yes.
That's also what gets us back in the game as well. So we don't stay back in that grief. I've learned that heroes are the people who do what has to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences. Amen to that. And I've learned that our background and circumstances that have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. And I've learned that it's taking me a long time to become the person that I want to be. I think that's kind of an ongoing lesson that never, I don't know if you ever hit that spot. I definitely think you get more solid in who you are.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, let's add a little funny in here. A family from the hills of Kentucky visited the big city of Louisville for the first time. They stayed in a high-rise hotel with a big brass elevator. Having never seen one before, the father and son stared at it in amazement, wondering what it was. Just then, a frumpy old woman with curlers in her hair walked up, stepped into the elevator, and the doors closed. About 30 seconds later, the doors opened again, and a beautiful young woman walked out. The father grabbed his son's arm and said, boy, let's go get your ma.
Gonna be disappointed.
Oh, I remember when Kaylee, our first grandchild, we stayed at a hotel, and our oldest granddaughter kept wanting to go back over to the alligator.
Wanted to go ride the alligator.
Yeah, she'd have done it the whole time we were there if we'd have let her.
A cheap amusement ride.
There you go. Yeah, don't let them know about the ones that cost money. Go with those as long as they last. Anybody can become angry. This is from Aristotle. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power, and it's not easy. Again, Aristotle said this, and that is so true. Sometimes we overreact, underreact, flame out at the wrong person. I don't know. Lots of wisdom there.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Kim, and thanks everybody out there for listening to The Good Stuff.